Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it. Me likey. Pee-pee no worky. See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
All right, so we have some fantastic audio to share with you. I think this is something that's going to make the rotation for quite a while.
Yeah.
I want you to set this up for the people.
Okay, so I follow a little Twitter handle that keeps track of televangelists and kind of finds things that, when I say televangelists, I don't mean like if you go to church, you have a pastor, you're like, I'm not making fun of that. This thing follows the people who are, to the point, crazy that they scam people, they take advantage of people.
They're criminals.
Yes, some of these guys are actual criminals, and this Twitter handle kind of follows them. So a video came into my timeline yesterday on Twitter from Jim Baker. And if you don't know
Tammy
the name,
Faye's husband.
Yes, Tammy Faye Baker. If you've ever seen either sketches on SNL of her or actual video of her crying through her mascara as their ministry, air quotes, fell apart. This was a couple that scammed millions of dollars out of people in the late 80s and 70s. To the point that Jim Baker was initially sentenced to 45 years in jail for what he did wrong. Okay. Now, they reduced his sentence to like 8 years. He eventually got out of prison. And since 2003, he has gone back to, believe it or not, televangelism, but now on the internet. So he has a website. He does this daily show from Branson, Missouri, where he has this big compound. Someone gave him $25 million to build this place. It's nuts. This guy has still got a following of people, even though he's been convicted of swindling the exact same type of people.
Well, maybe you're saying to yourself, he went to prison, he served his time. That's nothing to say that he can't come out and make a living. He's changed his ways, and maybe he is a true man of God. He is selling on his website, among other things, a cure for the coronavirus.
Yeah, like colloidal silver. Take this like liquid supposed silver and it will cure you of coronavirus.
Uh-huh.
For $125, I'd like to point out.
Well, I mean, coronavirus cure doesn't come cheap.
So what he's done is turned, he took his televangelism thing and then he morphed it into like an Alex Jones survivalist, end of the world is coming. When the apocalypse happens, you're going to need a food supply. So now he sells those buckets of freeze-dried food that you will hear about on Alex Jones's show or other kind of conspiracy shows where they say, you better watch out. The world's coming to an end. Buy your stock of food. For example, one of the prices on this website was $3,000 for like 2,000 meals.
Hey, you can't put a price on being prepared.
Well, right. So anyway, I just want you to understand. So we have failed televangelist who went to jail for scamming people back on his own website with his own new following. And now he's turned into, let's hawk products that don't really work online and steal more people's money.
Let me ask you a question, though. If you are truly a religious person, why do you want to survive the end times?
That's a great question.
Like, why do you want to live in a bunker and eat freeze-dried food?
I don't know.
Just take me.
Then you want to go, right?
Right.
Don't you know where you're going?
I want to go join the party.
Right. Okay. So what I'm telling you is I'm making fun of this guy, Jim Baker, and what you're about to hear. It's in that world where he has convinced people to buy this food. I'm not making fun of the people who buy it. I'm making fun of the guy who is scamming people. But he had someone on his staff who I guess leads some of their songs in their services.
Uh-huh.
This guy, they said, why don't you take a popular song and then change the words, not to sing about Jesus or God, but to sing about our freeze-dried food products that we sell to people to prepare for the apocalypse. And that leads to what you're about to hear, which Mike is going to play.
Let's take a listen.
Are you hearing me at all? Oh, yeah.
I get up and dance a little.
Wow. I love summertime. I've got burgers made of beans. They're never fried. Soba chips and salsa to keep me warm way deep inside.
Because if I'm living in a bunker,
right? I want black bean
burgers and chips and salsa.
That's what you eat.
Oh yeah. I guess you say Jim and Lori help. me be prepared today for end times. I'm talking about end times. Oh, I've got powdered food.
That's also powdered food is of all the things when you're coming to find a way through the apocalypse. It's like, what would I rather have? Powdered beets or powdered pumpkin or powdered, I don't know, maybe you can powder the salsa. I don't know how it works.
How does the salsa work?
Well, I think that's just like clean out your insides, healthy salsa. I don't think that's the freeze-dried stuff. So he also sells, like, you're killing yourself by eating processed food. Eat this food and it will make you
feel better.
Okay,
I would also like to point out, because you guys haven't seen the video, I've seen it.
Yes.
The guy singing his song's 300 pounds.
He is, and he's wearing...
He's a huge guy.
He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. It's not the best choice if you're going
to do that. Beets and spinach and blueberry and strawberries. Filtered water from Seychelles to take the poisons away. I like that too much. I guess you'd say, Jim and Lori, help me be prepared today for end times. All these end times, end times.
Ooh. Pick up the phone.
Great song, Kevin.
I love at the end. Great song, Kevin. No, it wasn't. Jim, stop lying to people.
What's sadder, though?
Including that poor guy.
This
Don't tell him that was
the
good.
The people that are calling.
Oh, I know, man.
And they're spending money with these Crocs.
This is why I hate guys like Jim Baker. Because that guy looks at people who are just looking for something that gives them hope. And then Jim Baker tells them, hey, here, let me show you the way, but also send me your credit card info and let me take all your money. It's terrible. He's a horrible person. So please know that when we play any audio from that again, we're making fun of Jim Baker, who's a terrible human.
Yes, and I feel sorry for the people.
Yes, I do too. I feel very bad for people who get taken advantage of by this stuff. And I'm telling you, growing up in the religious world that I did, I saw these. A lot of churches I went to said, this guy's bad. Don't listen to him. This is not all of the people of faith that I grew up around. Most of them thought this guy was crazy.
I've got burgers.
I plan on playing that a lot at my house because I do have burgers, not
I'm
black
talking
bean burgers.
About end times.
Great song, Kevin.
Yeah, it's a great song. I really want to find out who this artist was because you know what? We were making fun of him, but
he just works on the staff, doesn't he?
I don't know what. But I don't know if he's like their song leader. I don't know what it is, but. He actually has a decent voice. It's just singing. The lyrics are absurd.
Oh, I've got powdered food.
I don't know why that makes me laugh so much. But if you would like to see this video, I guess you could go to his stupid website. Or you could go to @DegenerateTbone on Twitter. I have tweeted this video out so you can
I love summertime.
That's also, I don't know why he said that. That was the first thing he said. I was like, I love summertime.
I tell you what, there's going to be no better summertime. And when the apocalypse comes.
Right, I tell you.
You want to have some chips and salsa.
You like the heat? How about nuclear holocaust? That's going to bring the heat, huh? Yeah, it's going to be warm
but
for everyone.
But you'll have black bean burgers before your face melts away.
Hey, you know what? That's the best I've ever heard you sing.
Yeah.
Jim Baker
black
is still...
Black bean burgers, yeah.
No, that's
bad. Scott Stapp showed up.
No, Jim Baker's still working miracles to this day. Look at that. He changed your singing voice.
Chips and salsa, yeah.
No. No, Scott Stapp can go to hell.
Stop it.
Or not.
End times coming, yeah.
We need to make sure Scott Stapp is aware of Jim Baker. Because if that ever happens, that he goes on Jim Baker's show, I promise you, if we find that, that will lead anything we do on this show.
I've got burgers.
Hey. Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again. But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
yeah. Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was... I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them like in order, like a collection where they're like filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back. And then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
Leaper.
Leaper, she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does,
lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior.
That
doesn't mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope. Not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is
of some
fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chap and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the, that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.